Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has refuted claims that effective concrete block grant scheme was designed to lock homeowners out. An emotional Tory Tai has thanked the public for their support following what she called her ordeal in Dubai. A 34-year-old man has been arrested in Derry following the discovery of drugs and cash in a van. And plans for a new Letterkenny Town bus service have been unveiled. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin, followed by Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. First in news, the Taoiseach has refuted claims that effective concrete block grant scheme was designed to lock homeowners out. The claims were made in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty, who raised reports from the ditch around legal advice given to the Housing Minister by the Attorney General. Paul Gallagher advised government to pursue those responsible for the defective concrete blocks. Deputy Doherty pressed Micheál Martin as to why that advice has not been followed.
Taoiseach, homeowners are telling you that the scheme isn't working. That's the nuts and bolts of this year. Everybody can tell you this. 1,300 people turned up in Inishowen telling us that the scheme wasn't working. 500 turned up in Mayo telling us the scheme wasn't working. The scheme is not working. It locks people out. And see this Attorney General's advice? I have it here. His advice was very clearly aimed at keeping people out of the scheme, trying to limit the exposure. And tell me this, Taoiseach, how is it legal advice for the Attorney General to call into question the competence of certified engineers? How is it legal advice for the Attorney General to call into competence the staff that we have working in our local authorities in Donegal or elsewhere? Riddle me that. The Attorney General wasn't given legal advice in a lot of this. It was actually policy advice. But where he did give legal advice, in this chapter, chapter 23 of his legal advice, he says, I believe it's important to urgently engage competent local solicitors. He goes on to say, in terms of quarries, block manufacturers, he says there's considerable urgency with this because for any claims that are not statute barred, it would be necessary to issue proceedings urgently to avoid them being statute barred. Now, I put it to you, 3 years on, Taoiseach, you have locked thousands of people out of this scheme. But 3 years on, what have you done to pursue the wrongdoers, the block manufacturers, the quarry manufacturers that the Attorney General told you 3 years ago to urgently pursue?
Well, the Taoiseach, meanwhile, hit back at Sinn Féin.
We have locked nobody out of the scheme. And what I would say to the Deputy opposite, Sinn Féin and Deputy McLaughlin in particular gave, I admit, a cautious welcome to the previous scheme in January 2020, which compares in no shape or form to the new scheme that this government introduced, which is far more comprehensive, far more expansive, which deals with all of the issues that were raised with me when I first met with the group. And the policy response has been a very generous one, and there has to be an evidence-based approach to it, and the Society of Chartered Surveyors were brought in to look at the costs, all of the implications, and to make provision. I don't think there's a jurisdiction anywhere in Europe would have responded in the manner that we have responded here. And also, we've created further additionality in terms of the retrofit schemes and the SEAI, in any new remediation, the retrofitting facility is now available, which is additional again in terms of the scheme. So I deny, and I would reject, the assertions from Sinn Féin. And look, you haven't been on the ball on this for quite a long time. You never, for example, you never replied to a written request 2 months after the working group report was published. You never replied for some reason,
you
giving your own detailed position on how
to
the scheme. I think you guys dropped the ball a bit, you know.
I'm embarrassed to even address the question.
I will not proceed in this manner. We're going to treat each other with dignity and respect. And listen, Deputy, I'm not going to repeat it. We're going to move on.
Roscommon woman Tori Tai says she's relieved to be home following her ordeal in Dubai. The 28-year-old was arrested in the UAE for attempted suicide and drinking alcohol. She landed at Dublin Airport today on a direct flight from Dubai shortly after midday alongside her mother Caroline. The pair were greeted by her aunt Anne Flynn, who had campaigned to bring her home. Tori thanked all of those who helped her over the last few days.
I'm just so relieved. I can't believe it. I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone. you know, the embassy, the ambassador, the Taoiseach, Tánaiste, Mary Lou, Claire Curran, obviously the media. Without you guys, I wouldn't be here right now.
Claims the upcoming budget could overheat the economy have been dismissed by ministers. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says the risk comes as the government is set to again breach its 5% cap on spending increases. However, the finance minister says they're returning to more standard budget conditions. He defended the need for the spending cap even if the government doesn't meet it.
When we're engaging together and with colleagues, we are trying to bring ourselves back towards a position of closer to 5%. That has to be adjusted based on various needs in terms of cost of public services and on other demands that come on in any particular year.
The Irish Red Cross is hosting a community consultation next week in a bid to decide how the remainder of the Creaslough Fund should be spent. Over €144,000 was left in the fund, with €1.7 million spent to date. The money went towards supports for bereaved families, those who were injured in the explosion in October 2022, and those who lost their job or home. The Red Cross says the meeting is not only for those impacted or living in the village. The meeting will get underway on Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the Creaslough Day Centre. Aer Lingus operations should be back to normal by next Wednesday. It comes as industrial action at the airline has been suspended after a breakthrough in the dispute. Pilots Union IALPA is recommending to its members to accept the Labour Corps proposals of wage rises of 17.75%. Owen Corey from Travel Extra says despite this, disruption can still be expected into next week.
It won't kick in till Wednesday. Aer Lingus cancellations cannot be reversed. We have between 7 and 11 flights a day out of Dublin Airport cancelled between now and Sunday, and then 5 rotations a day on both Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, everything should return to normal, because we do know from previous IALPA recommendations, the members tend to follow the executive.
A 34-year-old man has been arrested in Derry following the discovery of drugs and cash in a van. The van was stopped in the Rock Mills area after a report of two men acting suspiciously. A quantity of cocaine and money were seized. Police say drug supply and misuse is a vicious cycle, which everyone has a role in breaking. Plans for a new Letterkenny Town bus service have been unveiled. As part of an investment by the NTA, a network of local urban-style buses will operate 17 hours a day on two routes every half hour, starting from early morning and running until late at night. A public consultation will take place on the plans on Wednesday, July the 17th, from 3 to 7pm at the Radisson Hotel in Letterkenny. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says it's vital people have their say on the future of the town.
There's an awful lot of work has been put into putting in place proper town bus service along with all our active travel plans in Letterkenny Town. We're going to do a public consultation now next Wednesday, open it up. It's going to be in the Radisson and there'll be a number of people there who'll be able to answer questions and give information. And I would encourage as many people as Letterkenny who's available to attend the public consultation and to take part in it and actually to make submissions as well. This is planning for Letterkenny for the future, something that everyone should be involved in, and we would really like to hear what people's opinions are.
And as you said there, it is imperative that people do come out and have their say, because ultimately you want to deliver a bus service that serves the people of Letterkenny as best it can.
Yeah, and a bus service that meets the needs of all the people of Letterkenny, and that it's going to be operating on a daily basis and at times that is suitable for people, whether they're going to the work, attending appointments, or just going out and doing their daily shopping routine. We want to hear from people. That's why we hold these public consultations. We want the community to be part of any plans that we have or strategise for into the future, and we want the people of Letterkenny to have a say in their town and how it should evolve and develop in the years to come.
More information is available on consult.nationaltransport.ie. Cathal Crotty is being discharged from the Defence Forces today after a lengthy process. It comes after he was convicted of a vicious assault on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick City on May the 29th, 2022. He received a fully suspended sentence, which Natasha felt did not take into account the lifelong trauma she would suffer. Michael O'Toole, Crime and Defence Editor at the Irish Daily Star, says the DPP is in the process of appealing that sentence.
obviously, because he pleaded guilty, they can't appeal the conviction, but they can appeal the sentence, and they believe it was unduly lenient. So it now goes to the Court of Criminal Appeal. It would be three judges, and they will decide whether that sentence was appropriate, or they can decide to affirm now retired Judge O'Donnell's decision, or they can decide that it was lenient and they can impose a sentence themselves. That's likely to be several months.
Members of the public are being urged to contact relevant authorities if they discover a whale washed up on beaches in Donegal. It's after a deceased whale, which washed up in the Kilalt area, was removed in recent days. Councillor Michael McLafferty says there was a spate of beached mammals washing up on shores a number of years ago. He hopes there is no repeat of that.
It's unfortunate for the whale, but this does happen from time to time. The beach for whatever reason, now, I think it's 5 years ago, there was a huge number of whales beached further on over in the Matinee Beach. At the time, up to upwards of several, maybe a dozen or more of them. There was quite a lot of time at that time, so hopefully we don't see any more of that, Dunamarie. And hopefully whatever made this whale go in, or whatever happened to it, it just died of natural causes, and we don't see another episode of like what it is 5 years ago at all.
It is something that does happen here, and if people find, hopefully they won't, but if they do find another whale or dolphins beached, what should they do?
Oh, well, of course, definitely contact the authorities, contact the ASPCA or contact the Gardaí immediately once they see it. So when these animals get washed up on the shore, up on the beach, whatever the case may be, I'm sure there's always the possibility as well of obviously disease and one thing or another as well, and just the general health and safety end of it. And I suppose there's another possibility as well, if they end up getting washed out to sea again, there's a danger then for boats and one thing or another.
There's been an increase in referrals to TUSLA. The Child Protection Service says there were almost 92,000 referrals last year, which is an 11% increase on 2022. The agency was established 10 years ago and demand for its service has doubled since then. The report notes there remains a risk of reduced public confidence in TUSLA because of adverse findings from statutory investigations, inspections and serious incidents.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Western Range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sports with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Derry City and Shelbourne both begin their bid to qualify for the Conference League tonight. City have made the trip to Gibraltar for a meeting with Bruno's Magpies. That game started at 5 o'clock. It's currently scoreless after 10 minutes. City did hit the bar early on. Shells, they also face a side from Gibraltar with St Joseph's, the visitors to Talca Park. 7:45 is the kick-off time there. And Linfield there in Iceland to play Stagirjan. That game starts at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland's new senior manager has spoken to the media for the first time. Heimir Hallgrímsson was announced as Stephen Kenny's successor yesterday. His first games will be in the Nations League at home to England and away to Greece in September. John O'Shea was in interim charge while the current process was ongoing. Hallgrímsson hopes to work with the Waterford man going forward.
And relying on the past coaches, John O'Shea and more, to assist and help. And I called him yesterday, told him that I really would love to have him as a part of this journey, and he has had a lot of respect from the board, being a caretaker, and I really think in the context of continuity and progress that if he is on board, we will probably be faster in what we want to achieve.
Elsewhere, Manchester United have appointed former striker Ruud van Nistelrooy and Rennie Hacke as assistant managers. They'll work alongside boss Erik ten Hag. Steve McLaren's been named senior first team coach, while ex-midfielder Darren Fletcher also remaining a key part of the off-the-field staff. But Mitchell van der Greg and Benny McCarthy, they have both left the club. In rugby, captain Peter O'Mahony has been named on the bench for the second and final test of Ireland's tour of South Africa in Durban this weekend. Keelan Doris will start, skipper the team with James Ryan set to start. Tag Byrne, he drops into the back row as blindside flanker. Bundy Aki misses out with what's understood to be an arm injury. Robbie Henshaw, he moves from outside centre to inside centre with Gary Ringrose coming into the side. Conor Murray comes into the team in place of the injured Craig Casey. And Ronan Kelleher replaces the injured Dan Sheehan. South Africa won the first test 27-20 on Saturday. In golf, there's a three-way tie for the lead on 7 under par on day one of the fourth women's major championship of the year, the Evian Championship in France. Stephanie Meadows, she's 3 over par today. Leona Maguire is 2 over through 15 holes. And defending champion Rory McIlroy carried an opening round of 65 for 5 under par at the Scottish Open. He's 3 strokes off the leader at the Renaissance Club. Seamus Power carried a 69 for 1 under par, while Tom McKibben is 1 over par after 13 holes today. Padraig Harrington, he shot a round of 70 today for level par. Justin Thomas leads on 8 under par through 13 holes. And in tennis, the first of the women's semi-finals at Wimbledon has just finished up. 7th seed Jasmin Paolini has beaten Croatia's Donna Vekic by 2 sets to 1. Next up on is the 2022 champion Elena Rybakina. She plays former French Open winner Barbora Krejcikova. In cycling, Benoît Grimmie sprinted to his 3rd victory at this year's Tour de France, but overall contender Primoz Roglic lost some significant time today after a late crash on stage 12. Tadej Pogačar, he retained the leader's yellow jersey. In Gaelic games, there's 2 games down for decision in the All-County Leagues tonight. In Division 1, Downings, they host Glenswally, while in Division 3, Naef Columbkill, they travel to Letterkenny Gaels. Both those games start at 7.45. And the launch and draw for the O'Reilly's Sports Donegal LGFA Club Championships takes place this evening. The event gets underway at 8.30pm in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet. And finally, for this evening, just looking ahead to this evening's event here in Highland, there's a huge All-Ireland semi-final taking place this weekend between Donegal and Galway. This week's score programme will come live from the Connell GAA Club, the home of Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. Oisin Kelly will be speaking with 1992 and 2012 Donegal All-Ireland winners to preview the big game. That's all on the score this evening after the 7 o'clock news. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, mainly dry this evening with some sunny spells developing. Highest temperatures of 15 to 17 degrees in moderate northerly winds. The closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach has refuted claims that effective concrete block grant scheme was designed to lock homeowners out. The claims were made in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, who raised reports from the ditch around legal advice given to the Housing Minister by the Attorney General. Roscommon woman Tori Chai says she's relieved to be home following her ordeal in Dubai. The 28-year-old was arrested in the UAE for attempted suicide and drinking alcohol. The Irish Red Cross is hosting a community consultation next week in a bid to decide how the remainder of the Kreislof Fund should be spent. Over €144,000 was left in the fund, with €1.7 million spent to date. And plans for a new Letterkenny Town bus service have been unveiled. As part of an investment by the NTA, a network of local urban-style bus services will operate 17 hours a day on 2 routes every half hour, starting from early morning and running until late at night. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. Good evening.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear from IFA County Chair Joe Sweeney about a number of forthcoming events that have a social aspect. But first, the FPD Young Farmer of the Year Awards, in association with MACRA, are looming large. The deadline for applications is Friday week, July the 19th. So to find out more about the awards, and of course last year the overall winner was Donegal farmer Dwayne Shields, well, I've been speaking with the president of MACRA and the Ferma, Elaine Houlihan. First of all, Elaine, it's a hugely popular competition. There's always big interest in it, and there are a number of categories.
Yes, firstly, thanks for having me on, Chris. Yes, there's always a high amount of entries for this competition, as we have categories such as dairy, dry stock, which covers our beef and sheep farming, career farm management, we have our land mobility section, and we have then other enterprises. But on top of them five, we also have our biodiversity award that's sponsored by MACRA Agricultural Skillnet, and we also have best young entrant. So that's somebody under the age of 23.
And what exactly is the process for somebody who is interested? Do you apply on behalf of somebody else, or do you nominate, or how does it all work?
So you can nominate somebody who's outstanding in their field, or else you can actually nominate yourself. So either can be done. I suppose you did say it there. The application closing date is the 19th of July, and this application process has been open, I think it is, since the 27th of May. So you can just imagine there is a good few entries already in, but that doesn't say don't enter. You have up until the 19th to get that application form in. It's very basic. It's really just like your name will say what kind of enterprise you have at home. It's not a very taxing application form to send in for the first part of it.
And then how, if you are nominated, how does the whole judging process work before you get to the shortlisting for the finalists?
Yes, I suppose, look, everybody then that enters is invited to a video interview screening. So it's more like the world of Zoom. You log on to Zoom, there's about three or four questions put to you. That's recorded. Then the judging panel then will shortlist it down to the semi-final interviews that'll happen. And then we'll have the final on the 10th of September in the Heritage Hotel in Leash, where we'll be crowning this year's Young Farmer of the Year, along with all the category winners.
And worth pointing out as well that there's some very nice prizes on offer for those who are successful.
Yes, there is great prize money. Look, I think we have FBD, our main sponsors, to thank for this. The overall winner will end up taking home €5,000. Each category winner gets €1,000. The best young entrant winner gets €1,000. The Mock Agricultural SkillNet Biodiversity Award is worth €500. Each finalist then will receive a voucher for the FBD Hotel Group and FBD Insurance.
And it is a very prestigious honour, if you emerge victorious in this. And for MACRA, this is certainly one of the highlights of the year as well.
Yeah, I suppose, look, the FBD Young Farmer of the Year is the annual platform to recognise and showcase the best of Ireland's young farmers and show exactly what we do. It's something that we all look forward to in MACRA, and there's great hype about this, and as you said it yourself, it's an extremely prestigious award to win.
And just while we have you on, in terms of MACRA and the next few months ahead, what other big ticket items are coming down the track?
We're actually in our 80th anniversary in MACRA at the moment, so we're celebrating 80 years of MACRA throughout Ireland. So there is various events going to be happening throughout the country. We're bringing back the field evenings that were a big ticket item for MACRA clubs a good few years ago. So they'll be dotted around the country. So make sure to link in or check out your local MACRA club's social media and you'll see more.
And finally, Elaine, just if somebody wants to find out more about the FBD Young Farmer of the Year Awards, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, Chris. So if anybody wants to find out more details around the FBD Young Farmer of the Year, you'll find that on our website, which is macra.ie. It's there on the homepage. If you just click into it, it'll give you all the information. And if anybody is in difficulty with it, just reach out to us on social media, or else there's a phone number too on the website. Just give that a call and we're here to help.
And I note on that website there is a YouTube clip of the last year's finals with Marty Morrissey doing the presenting, and it's certainly a very entertaining and great, if you haven't seen it before, it's well worth a look as well.
Yes, and there's actually, up on our social media, there is a great video of Dwayne Shields as well, and about his enterprise at home and everything. So well worth looking at as well.
And that was Elaine Houlihan, National President of MACRA na Fermanagh. A new support scheme for the suckler sector will open on schedule in early August. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, announced this week the focus of the 2024 Beef Welfare Scheme will be on practical measures to enhance animal health and husbandry on suckler farms, and there'll be a budget of €20 million. The IFA National Sheep Chair, Adrian Gallagher, who is, of course, from Donegal, well, he has hit out at factories for undermining the sheep trade. In a statement this week, he noted that for the past 4 weeks, factories have pulled prices, and he has warned that the level of cuts isn't reflecting what's happening in the trade in Ireland's key export markets. And he says it sets the sector on a dangerous path for the remainder of the year. He also pointed out that supplies of sheep meat produced in the EU and the UK are down this year. Meanwhile, ICSA sheep chair Willie Shaw has also criticised meat processors for continuing to pull sheep prices. He noted that the latest figures from Board BS show that prices here are lower than in Great Britain, Spain, and in particularly France, where prices are 130 a kilo higher than what Irish farmers are getting. Joe Sweeney, chair of the Donegal County Executive of the IFA, you will shortly be hosting a barbecue and social night on Friday next. That's July the 19th. It's on the farm of Gareth and Dawn Porter in Castlefin. So a nice event, maybe away from some of the more serious things, a chance for people to get together and exchange views and stories, and no doubt it'll be well attended.
Yeah, I think so, Chris. It's long overdue, because the last 12 months and farming has been very, very tough. It's as tough a 12 months as we've had, with the weather change at the beginning of July last year. We never really got a break, and this year just looks to be going the same. It's a stop-start, a few dry days, a wet days, and everyone's just in a bad place. They're just fed up. They can't get work done, and actually the price of lamb and the reduction in the price of milk output because of the grass, it's down maybe 10-15%. And, you know, things are just not should be at this time of the year, certainly not. So this idea was hatched and we went with it, and it's just sort of to, as you say, have a bit of crack, tell the stories, and, you know, someone to lean on, someone to talk to, because farming is sort of a lonely, lonely place many a time. And everyone's in the same situation, but it's never talked about. And it's just one of them nights to take the seriousness out of it and have a bit of crack and tell the stories and the yarns. And no doubt it'll be well attended, and every story will be better than the next, and that's the way it'll be.
Can people just come along on the night, or do they need to make any advance arrangements?
No, not really. The best thing is just to show up, and we're hoping that it'll be like the loaves and the fishes will have enough. Just turn up.
And the food will be served by Liz na Mulligan Meats, and the ice cream will come from the milk bar, and donations on the night will go to Donegal Hospice. And also, Joe, there are plans in the pipeline to run a bus to the Tullamore show again, a social aspect to it.
Yeah, that came up at the officers' meeting as well. It was highlighted that we should do that, and just for to bring people along and go to Tullamore, because Tullamore is actually one of them great shows. It's a few hours track, all right, but it's for livestock. At the minute, it's probably the best livestock show in the country. It is the live, probably one of the best livestock shows in the country. The ploughing is more commercialised now. Maybe it's not as much livestock as before, but Tullamore is livestock. So we're hoping to run a bus. So anyone that's looking to go, make contact with any of the relevant people in the area and take your name and get your spot. It'd be no bother.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, July the 11th. The death has occurred of Roisin Aslop at 29 Glenpatrick Park at Ballybuffet. Roisin's funeral will leave her home in Glenpatrick Park at 10:15 on Saturday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Glenfin, with burial afterwards in Kilwara Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The house is strictly private to family only. The death has taken place of Patsy O'Hagan, 46 Main Street, Plumbridge. Patsy's remains are reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:25, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death took place on June the 26th in Birmingham, England, of Colleen McFadden, name Nelly, Ballina Street. Memorial Mass in St Tiernan's Church at Cross Molina on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Mass can be viewed on churchtv.ie. The death has occurred of Anne McKay, Nate Duher, 16 Century Road, Artigarvin, reposing at Lynch's funeral home, 50 Castle Finn Road, Castlederg, with removal at 9 o'clock tonight to the family home. Funeral from the family home on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Glenmornin. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The family home is private to family and friends. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of any family member or Charles Lynch funeral director. The death has taken place of Alwyn Quinn, West End convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Church convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Crumlin Children's Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the sudden death has occurred of Anthony Devlin, Dunnaree, Slavery, Buncrana. Anthony's remains are reposing at his parents' Philip and Una's home, Sarita Ballymagan, Buncrana. Funeral from the family home at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.